Toby and Josh's Daily Podcast.
K-Rock 955.
But Herbie, you might have seen this on social media. A dog by the name of Lenny.
Yes,
went missing.
A dashhound.
That's right, a mini sausage dog. Very
so
cute looking dog. Went missing for 16 days, but thankfully has been found. And we've got Sam, the owner. And Sam, you must be feeling very relieved right now.
So happy after like the worst, like last 2.5 weeks. It's just amazing to have him back.
And Sam, it's just incredible. You hear of animals, they go missing and they may eventually be found. But your story with Lenny, this is just an adventure and a half how he went about.
Yeah. So he like went missing in Geelong West, somehow ended up in Finesford, then across the ring road in 100 acres.
Wow.
And it's just amazing that he was literally living there for that we know of at least 10 of the 16 days that he was missing. And
yeah,
it's just unheard of. I mean, when we went looking there, both my partner and I were nearly bitten by a tiger snake. So how did he survive that whole time?
Wow.
Without anything? Like, he's a domestic dog. How did he do it? We have no idea.
Wow. So take us back to the start. So
yeah,
went missing in Geelong West. What happened? And then take us from there.
Yeah. Well, a little bit before that, about 3 weeks before he went missing, our other dog unfortunately passed away.
Aww.
And Lenny hasn't known life without the other dog. Sorry, I might get upset.
It's okay.
So we tried to do the right thing and take him to my partner's parents' house. So he had another dog to play with.
Oh,
while
lovely.
We went to dinner with his parents. And literally probably about 15 to half an hour after we left their house, he must have dug a hole underneath the gate and he was gone. That was it.
Oh, wow.
So we didn't know anything until we got home about 2 hours later and he wasn't there and nobody had seen him. The first time we got a call saying somebody had seen him was on the Sunday, so 2 days later. And then again, nothing until Wednesday, so 3 days later. And then lovely lady, her name is Sheridan, she owned the property that he was hiding out at and she said, yeah, we tried to catch him, but he ran away. And we knew it was Lenny straight away because of all the posts on social media. So
yeah,
we went down. And then since then, we've just looked pretty much every day, every night. It's just, it's been an ordeal, but we're so happy to have him back.
Yeah.
And you had some tricks along the way because Lenny, he has a certain particular palate. And you thought maybe if you put some treats out, he might actually come to you.
Yeah, so we got the lovely team at Arthur & Co., which is like a pet detective service, and they suggested we put down possum traps out on the paddocks next to the ring road, just out of sight of the cars, hoping that he might go there. So we tried out first the cooked chook. He kept going there, so for 4 days I kept getting notifications on my phone that Lenny was going near the traps, but he just wouldn't go in.
Oh, wow.
And
smart.
So, yeah, tried everything, and then it was yesterday that my partner's dad suggested, well, he likes steak. He's a medium rare kind of little pup. So
yeah,
why don't you cook some up and put that in the traps? And that was it. That's what got him.
Oh,
the smell
wow
of steak.
Well, Sam, obviously you can hear the relief in your voice because, you know, when anything like that happens, of course, you would have been living like a roller coaster of emotions. So we're really happy for you that Lenny's returned and we appreciate your time.
That's all right. And thank you so much. And thank you to the whole of Geelong community, even Melbourne, just like reposting and sharing, trying to get the word out. So we can't thank the community enough for all of their help.
I'm guessing steaks for dinner too tonight?
Absolutely.
Yeah, good on him. He deserves it, doesn't he?
Massive journey.
Incredible story. And I can't believe pet detectives were actually involved.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh.
Ooh.
On K-Rock 955.
Now, some people might be shocked with this news that the Australian National Anthem could be rewritten.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like the whole thing? Because we could just throw it out if we wanted to.
I'm with you. I'm with you there too. But non-profit group Recognition in Anthem. So they've been pushing for a new second verse to Advance Australia Fair for a while now. Now, they did have a victory earlier in the year where they got one word changed for We Are Young and Free is now for We Are One and Free.
Perfect. Like that.
Now, this is all to reflect more of our history and our Indigenous history.
Absolutely.
So people like Cathy Freeman, they were in support of the original change from young to one.
Yep.
And now they've put forward their second and third verse options.
Which would be, like, I don't think if anyone kicked up a stink about that, you'd be questioning why.
Because
no one knows the second or third verse.
That's it. No one knows.
I know the first line.
Yeah.
Beneath our radiant southern cross.
Now continue. Yeah.
No, I don't know.
So it's beneath our radiant southern cross. We'll toil with hearts and hands to make this commonwealth of ours. And it goes on.
Yeah.
But the new verse that they are suggesting is for 60,000 years and more, first peoples of this land, sustained by country, dreaming told by song and artist's hand.
Cool.
Which I love that.
That sounds a bit better anyway.
But going back to it, no one knows.
No one knows.
No one knows the second verse. Because when you sing it at school or primary school, I can recall singing the first, there's no one carrying on going, hang on, you've finished too early.
No one likes the song enough to keep going. I'm serious about the Australian anthem changing.
Needs to go. So I thought, for a bit of fun, you and I, we went round the office to see if anyone knows the second
verse.
And
we were lenient too.
Yeah, very lenient.
Let's see how they went.
How far into the second verse of the Australian anthem can you get?
I can't.
If I say beneath, will that help?
It will not.
Advanced Australia Fair?
Yeah.
Can you sing us the first line of the second verse?
I can't, no.
You don't know any of it?
No.
If I say the word...
It's beneath the something Southern Cross, isn't it? It's beneath the something Southern Cross.
And then keep going.
And then I don't know.
Do you know the national anthem?
Of Australia?
Yep.
Yes.
Can you sing us the second verse?
Beneath our radiant southern cross, we'll toil with hearts on hand to make this great land of ours renowned across the land.
Jeez,
you singing the second verse often?
Now, Jamie, you know the national anthem?
Ours.
Yeah. Can you give us the first line at least of the second verse?
Australians.
No.
No.
Close.
Can we say up beneath? Stars.
No.
If 75% of the people don't know it,
then just get rid of it.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. Ooh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Marlon Brando, Jimmy Dean,
Star.
Grace Kelly, Gene Kelly,
famous,
Ginger Rogers, Fred Astaire,
VIP,
Betty Davis, DiMaggio,
the Celebrity Game.
Oh, Herbs, this is where we put you to the test, see if you can work out what celebrities I am playing you.
Yes.
We give you their voice, you just have to work out who it is.
It sounds so simple.
I think you'll do well today.
Thank you.
Because these are current events. So this is based off the fact that Lindsay Lohan has gotten engaged.
Engaged.
Today.
How excited.
You go, Glen Coco.
I just can't get over the time she put on that Italian accent. It's just
as an Italian American.
She's great. All her dance moves when she's at her club.
Yeah. Yeah,
wild character.
Ah, God, she's had some... Actually, what was she on? The Masked Singer.
The Masked Singer.
She was like, oh, my God.
She's trying to guess our D-grade celebrities. What? Oh, it can't be the person on Married at First Sight Season 3.
Oh, no.
I'm shocked.
Anyway, so based off of that, we are doing celebrities that have gotten engaged over the past 12 months or so. So 2021 and 2020.
Okay.
I'll play you a bit of the voice. You just have to tell me who it is.
All right, come on, Herbs.
First celebrity that got engaged in 2021. Let's have a listen.
But the reality is that there are days that are great and there's days that I have to remind myself to be grateful. I mean...
Jennifer Lawrence?
No, it is an actress.
It is.
A bit of an older one. Would do a movie or two with Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, it's Kate Hudson.
It is.
It is well Kate done. Hudson. Yes, it is. Well done, Kate. Congrats.
Congrats to her and congrats to you. We're one down. Celebrities that have gotten engaged in 2021. Next one.
They hysterically kept crying, saying the roof's going to come off. And I was like, what happened? Was there like an earth?
I need a clue.
Band?
Joe Jonas.
No. If I said it's Blink-182.
Oh, Travis. It's Travis Barker. Yes. With Courtney Kay.
That's right.
See, I wouldn't really know his voice.
No, it's a hard one. But I thought you would have gotten the idea that, you know, 2021, big celebrity, who else got engaged?
Well,
this
year? Did Courtney.
Yeah, that's true.
You didn't know.
Okay, did Travis, and you got it right.
I got it right.
Here we go.
It's not me. It's not who I am at all, but it's like it's part of what I do.
Engagements 2021, 2020. They're all.
I need the voice one more time, thanks.
It's not me. It's not who I am at all, but it's like it's part of what I do.
Oh my gosh, I don't know it.
Singer.
Singer. Is it All About That Bass singer?
No, she's had a big year this year.
Olivia Rodrigo.
No.
She's too young.
Britney Spears.
Oh, it is Britney.
Engaged.
See, you know, once you tell me, it makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
But before that,
it's like
I'm
if you're
struggling.
Doing a quiz and then I told you the answers, you'd know it.
Exactly.
Yeah, got you. Okay. Great logic. All right, last one is a singer as well. This is a 2020 engagement.
2020, okay. Take
She's
it
been
back.
Engaged a few times.
Has she?
One of those people she was dating is dating someone famous as well at the moment.
Okay.
Of all the things that we could have, couldn't we have just stayed at home for a few more weeks, like all the other countries that were fine and are?
Is it J-Lo?
No.
She's not engaged. She's just, no. Oh.
It's Ariana Grande. You know what? You know, when I tell you.
It is Ariana
Grande. Just having you and Josh driving you home in K-Rock 955. Good afternoon.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Tomorrow 30, Wednesday 32 around Geelong and the Surf Coast.
Jeez, that's a bit nice.
It's a bit warm. I'm not ready for it, I don't think.
Do you know what else is happening on Wednesday?
What's that?
December 1st, which means it's the official date that you can technically, if you follow the rules, put up a Christmas tree.
I don't mind the start of December. I think that's good. You want to get as much out of it as you can.
Usage.
Because it's a bit of effort setting
exactly.
it up.
Exactly. Especially if you're getting a real one.
Oh, yeah.
You got to find it. And then you want to at least, then you want to at least see it instead of just having one day, and then you got to move it to the front yard for it to die and spend.
Yeah, true. No one's chopping it down though; they're going to one of those farms.
Yeah,
where you can pick it up.
But the White House—they've actually just put up their Christmas tree.
Really?
Not cheap, Josh. Not cheap. So the cost has been revealed. So to locate their tree, to transport it, and then to put it up has cost the White House. $195,000.
200 grand.
For a tree.
Geez, they've got a budget, don't they?
It's a bit silly. And they did have to point out that they haven't had any through the pandemic. So they did go and didn't have one last year and save some pennies.
Okay, so they're just doubling down.
Yeah, I don't know. Seems like a lot.
It is for one-off thing. I guess the thing is, it is, you know, the White House.
Oh, yeah.
There's going to be a lot of photos this around that tree.
It actually is cheap compared to the Emirates Palace Hotel decorated Christmas tree.
Of course.
Is US $11.4 million.
Oh, wow. Jeez, for a Christmas tree? Is that because of the decorations on it?
The decorations as well.
Yeah, okay.
So, you know, they have a bit of gold, a bit of diamonds. But, I mean, it's a tree.
Because I tell you what, we're getting into tree farming.
Ooh,
you know,
yeah.
if we can sell a tree for $11 million.
That is it. Over in Poland, this is interesting.
Yeah.
Christmas trees used to hang like chandeliers. So they were upside down.
Oh.
So odd. But seeing photos of it, it kind of looks nice.
I think I've seen that, yeah.
Odd. It would be hard, though.
It would be the effort.
Superglue that star on the tree. It'd be falling off every time.
Superglue the tree to the roof is the other thing.
So Christmas trees, this one's a bit of a warning. You know, keep safe. Cause around 160 fires every year because of candles and decorations that are put on the trees.
I do always get worried about that. Like
you would.
People that leave lights on overnight.
See, that's me.
And the dodgy, yeah. And like imagine just one, all it takes is one.
That's it.
160 takes one.
Now, tinsel used to contain lead when silver proved too pricey, which just really adds another element to Christmas.
Yeah.
Fires. Will we make it through the festive season?
Fires and lead poisoning.
But then this one I found quite interesting. So a data analyst named David, he analysed more than 10... David I can't pronounce his surname.
Okay, I was going to say, it did sound fake when you said his first name.
something like that. Yeah. He analysed more than 10,000 Facebook statuses, and he found that approximately 2 weeks before Christmas is the most likely time that a man or woman will dump their significant other.
Oh, on the holidays.
Yep.
Oh.
Now, I'm heading into my first festive season
and
with
and you get dumped
with the man.
Jeez, okay.
Find out in 2 weeks.
Me and Josh at Gayrock.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
On this day.
Debbie and Josh.
On this day.
On this day.
Oh, yeah, Josh. Bit of a history lesson here.
Oh, love it. Looking back in time.
That's right.
Things that happened on this day.
On this day. But back in time, as you said. And so what I've done with the history points today, I've got one of their songs, reversed it. You just have to tell me who it is.
Okay.
And we'll learn the facts. So today, back in 1986, this song went to number one in the US, giving the group their first big hit.
What year was that?
1986.
Oh, is that like... Is it Ozzy Osbourne? What the
it's Bon.
Bon Jovi.
Oh, Josh, you had to get it. How good's that? First big hit. Some of them are hard when you reverse it.
Yeah, the older ones.
Yeah.
For sure.
A bit more instrumental.
Also, like, I don't rarely listen to Bon Jovi. So.
Okay, sorry that it happened in time back in 1986. Yeah. I'll tell him to do it on another day.
Pick a better talent, yeah.
We're going to 1994 now. This person released her breakthrough second album.
1994. Who's that lady?
Family Affair is the song you're singing.
Mary J. Blige?
Yeah, Josh!
Oh, that was hard. She was huge too, wasn't
huge.
She?
Yeah, well, she made a comeback. I think last year she released.
Oh, good on
new
her.
New music. Yeah. Well just, done.
Well, you get a bit bored, I guess. Like
lockdowns.
The whole
we all like,
early 2000s wasn't for her, but now she's back.
2004, this group released a song, the song that you're about to hear, mm-hmm. and the title actually comes from a painting which has Marilyn Monroe, Humphrey Bogart and Elvis Presley at a corner bar.
Oh, everything sounds demonic when you reverse it, doesn't it?
2004.
Big pop band.
Mm.
Ish.
A boy band.
I'm gonna. Is it Good Charlotte?
Oh, close.
Who is it?
Green Day. It's a painting. This song's based on.
There you go.
Yeah. But let's end on one that you were, let's end on this one because okay. I reckon you've got this because okay. we're going to recently 2014.
Okay, cool. That's what I've been asking all this whole time. Yeah.
Now, this song actually replaced one of her other songs on the Hot 100, which made her the first female artist to knock herself off that top spot.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. Here we go. I feel like that's a Russian song.
No.
Who's big in 2014?
Oh, massive now, still.
Still big.
Actually,
like we've heard
actually this person, she's probably just re-released this.
Oh, Taylor Swift, yeah. Of course. It did sound like Russian pop. I'm not going to lie. It really did. Jeez, that is hard.
Yeah, well, you got none.
Taylor Swift. Jeez.
She's knocked off Shake It Off.
Oh,
the
there
top
you go.
Spot.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
What this lady has done is beyond belief. It's actually, it's not an act of a human. It's just insane.
It's a level I just don't understand.
No.
Of a person. How?
Now, we all know if there's a debate about who's better, women or men, it's always women. I can tell you, especially when they're in labour and mm-hmm. what they go through.
This is something you say all the time.
For yeah. sure.
Women,
but I'd rather be a bloke. It's yeah. a bit easier.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm happy to stay in my lane. There's no doubt about it. So this lady has gone into labour. And instead of getting a cab or her husband to drive her to the hospital.
Calling an ambulance.
Yeah, that's another option. That's a great option. She's decided to ride her bike.
No, she hasn't.
Yeah,
it's
she
just,
has. So,
no, you haven't. Like, your water breaks, whatever, you go off the boobies. Yeah. I know that doesn't happen every time.
No.
Surely your first thought isn't, where did I put my bike?
That's right. So they thought, okay, you know what? Things are starting to ramp up. I'm going to jump on my bike. The thing is, she said that she wasn't really in that much. The labour pains weren't bad at the stage.
Too bad,
she was
okay.
just, you know, all right, let's just stroll
felt some
in.
Movement. Okay.
That's right. We better make our way in. She gave birth an hour later.
No,
so
she didn't.
So imagine if she was on the bike and things had ramped up.
I just don't understand.
The other thing is, like, where's her husband or partner in this? What's he doing?
He obviously was at work, couldn't drive her.
No, he's riding the bike next to her, taking photos of her riding the bike in to the hospital.
The only thing worse than that would be if they're on a tandem bike.
Oh, yeah, that's right. How is this? Oh, anyway.
How can someone be so calm in a situation... to be fine.
Scares me.
To be on a bike. You get a puncture, you're delayed.
She goes, I genuinely wasn't planning on cycling while in labour, but it did end up happening. I did it. 3:04 in the morning, big news, we've had the baby, etc. The other thing is, not the first time she's done it.
Well, she did it the first
time. She did it the first time.
There is something.
She back in 2018, she rode her bike while in labour to the hospital.
Do you know what this is more to? It's cyclists.
Yeah, 100%.
They're wired so differently.
Yeah.
Rain, hail, shine, pregnant, tornado, fire. Yeah. They're riding their bike.
I refuse to do it. And you know what? I'm having a look at the picture and they're riding two abreast, which they shouldn't be doing.
They're in the wrong.
Herbie and Josh on K-Rock 95.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Herbie and Josh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Herbie, what's happened to this guy is very unfortunate. You'd be filthy.
Okay.
You would be, you would explode.
All right. So you would be angry and I would be ready to let loose.
That's right.
Okay.
You'd be taking on everyone. So
seething with anger.
This guy lives in the States and he's a big fan of the Premier League. So that's soccer.
Yep.
Over in the UK.
Big the highest league, level.
Basically, one of them. Mm. Yeah. He's a big Tottenham fan. And what he thought he was going to do was travel from Texas to Burnley. So that is 7,400 kilometres away.
You're kidding me.
It's a 36-hour flight.
Is it a final?
No, it's just a game.
Just a standard match?
That's right. He just wants to see his boys play.
What a fan.
So what he did was he got on the plane to London. He was on the train to Burnley. And now the kickoff was 2 p.m.
Okay.
At 1 p.m., there was a tweet out from Tottenham. And it said, due to today's weather and the snow, the game has been cancelled.
No, it hasn't. No,
so,
it hasn't.
Paul,
is he on the train at this stage?
He's on the train.
Oh,
he's
man.
With his friends that he met years ago, and they are no longer going to that game in Burnley.
You would be so angry.
Oh, wouldn't you?
And on the train, you find out there.
That's right. I guess they have to delay it as long as possible to make sure that, you know, maybe we are a chance to be on
it.
Here. No. So he's travelled all that way and, he's got a trip to the UK, I guess. But he's.
Jeez, that is a costly trip.
The reason that he has travelled has. There's no point. There's no point at all. That's why I want to do this. 5223295. Did you travel all that way for nothing? Like, what was it that you
Do you
went
know,
for?
One time I went when I was younger in primary school with my best friend. Mm. Her family, the dad worked for Roundup, and they had their Christmas party out at Adventure Park.
Yeah, yeah, right.
And so I got invited along. Like, we're going to go along.
How exciting.
We arrive on the day, and he's like, just here for the Christmas party for Roundup.
Yeah.
And the lady behind the counter goes, no, that was yesterday.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
How did you get that wrong?
I don't know. We missed it. And thankfully for the great team out there at Adventure Park, they let us just go in and play, but missed the party.
5223295 You travelled all that way for nothing. We'd love to hear from you. Herbie and Josh on K-Rock 955. Good afternoon, John, on the South Coast. Asking the question on 52232955, did you travel all that way and it turned out to be for nothing?
Yeah.
After Herbie, a guy, travelled from Texas to Burnley in the UK.
Around 8,000 kilometres.
Yeah, 36 hours of flight time and just to have the game called off so there was nothing to watch.
That is so disappointing.
Oh, you'd be shattered, wouldn't you?
I would be on another level of anger. It would be not good. We had a few people get involved at our Facebook page. Felicia said, flew over 24 hours to go to Paris. Partner's passport went through the wash. I still planned on going until Eurostar and 70% of Underground was closed due to protests. So I gave up and just hung out in London. So didn't get there.
Oh, devastating.
And you know the Northern Lights.
Yep.
So Jen flew all the way from Oslo to Narvik to catch ski lifts up to this lodge to dine under the Northern Lights.
Well, it was
cloudy, so it got cancelled the first night. And then they had one other day up their sleeve. But then it was too windy to run the ski lifts, so they couldn't get there again and left.
Oh, you'd be filthy, wouldn't
left
you?
Without seeing the Northern Lights or even having a little dinner. So sad.
I knew it. This is probably a little bit different, but a guy that travelled, his girlfriend was at college in the US. It must have been around this time because it was Thanksgiving. Anyway, so he went over to surprise her.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. And so he got there, and then she had a new boyfriend. And then he ended up going to Thanksgiving at this guy's house.
No, he didn't. Thanks for stealing my missus, mate.
Tagged along. Thanks for the free meal.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
All right, Herbs, this is where we get your thoughts on the daily topics. Could be stuff in the news, around the office, or stuff we've done on the weekend.
That's
right.
Bring
it to your attention.
Okay. Oh, that's concerning.
No, it's not. Don't worry. Nah, yeah, for yes. Yeah, nah, for no. Kicking it off with this one. Being able to remember people's faces.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah, that's a good thing. Am I good at it? No.
Oh, really? That couldn't be better. So.
Oh, no.
Vain people don't remember faces. Because of the way they focus on themselves. Yeah, I knew it was going to be.
I mean, that's not a shocker, is it?
More tests showed narcissists led to poorer visual memory.
Interesting, because I've got perfect vision. We've had it tested, so that's not the issue, is it?
No, exactly. You focus on that. How good's my sight? I can really see that guy's face.
That does explain a bit, doesn't it?
It does. committing a crime in space.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah. I mean, I just simply don't care. Go and do whatever you do in space. Just don't tell me about it.
Is it like international waters in the way that you can it? Is it like if I committed a crime up there, does that mean you went up?
You killed me.
Bang. Can I be charged for it if it didn't happen in Earth or any jurisdiction?
Who's in charge of that?
I don't know.
I mean, what are you planning?
Nothing. But they're saying that obviously as we get closer and closer to being out in space and it is becoming a real thing, the age of asteroid mining will create the first trillionaire, they reckon. So they reckon there's gold on asteroids and stuff and minerals that people need.
It's still so much effort to get that. It is so much effort.
Yeah, but if it's worth trillions of dollars, then that effort's going to be warranted, isn't it? So they're saying that they need to create a certain amount of rules for the people who exist on Earth when they go into space.
Makes sense.
It does make sense. Visiting a parallel timeline.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah. I feel like this falls into the space category.
Yeah.
It's in time. It's not in this world. I just don't
Made
care.
Made up is what you said.
Yeah. Just be present, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
We're on this earth. Let's do something in this earth.
Yeah, right. Instead of just going away with your imagination. Well, a TikTok user claims that he can teleport to a parallel universe by using, it's a lady, extreme temperature change in the shower as their portal.
No, they can't.
That's what she's saying.
Man, they would have to be so careful whenever they go to a new shower because you know how you can perfectly do your shower temp.
Yeah.
But say you go to some random one, it's too hot.
Yeah. So you wouldn't be interested in travelling to another?
I mean, if it was a real thing, but Josh, we know it's not. Like, these people are just not right.
Like a parallel timeline where you're a little bit quieter, you know? That'd be good.
Not looking at myself.
Debbie and Josh on K-Rock 955.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh.
Ooh.
On K-Rock 955.